This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Victoria Agramarkova and Svetlana Sabak. How are you guys?
Hi, we're fine. Thank you for inviting us.
Not a problem. That's Victoria. And say hello, Svetlana.
Hello, everyone.
Lovely. And you guys are, well, you guys are almost the complete Wines of Ukraine team. I understand there's one extra person.
Yeah, extra person who's staying in Kyiv now.
So what we're going to talk about today is Ukraine. We're going to find out about the wines, the wine regions, and the grape varieties, and anything sort of weird to do with wines. And then on next week's show, I want to, with that knowledge, just look at what's happened to the Ukrainian wine regions after the Russian invasion and, you know, what's going on, what wine regions are left, because I think a lot of them were down in that sort of near the Black Sea where a lot of Russian wineries are as well. So I'd like to explore that and see what's going on there as well. So that's the plan. That's the plan. But are you guys, where do you guys live? Are you both in
Kyiv?
In Kyiv.
We both live in Kyiv.
Kyiv. Yeah. Okay. I thought, is it empty in Kyiv now or is it?
No, the Kyiv is full of people despite that almost every night we have attacks, but we just got used to it.
Yeah. People just stopped in the selling for the time and then just go outside. From the selling and drink coffee,
life.
drink beer, wine, everything.
Cool. Okay, so let's start talking about the wine regions and the grape varieties. I know from some previous shows I did, a lot of Russian wineries are based around that Black Sea area, it being the most conducive for wine-growing grapes.
Huh? Not really.
What do you mean about the Russian wineries?
Yeah, the Russian wineries. So if you go too far north in Russia, it gets too cold and things like that, and it's quite continental. But let's not worry about them. Let's talk about you guys. Where are most of the wineries in Ukraine?
Okay, let's say the most commercial and famous region in Ukraine is the Black Sea region. Black Sea region, we can subdivide it to three different regions. It's Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa, all these regions that was just on the coast of the Black Sea. That's why this umbrella brand, umbrella region, we call like Black Sea region. Second, very important wine region for us is Zakarpattia. You probably heard sometimes like Transcarpathian, but we prefer to say it correctly, Zakarpattia.
So what did you call it?
Zakarpattia.
Because I've never heard of that before. Because I'm
probably you heard about Transcarpathian. Transcarpathian is like after mountains because it's the Carpathian mountains.
Okay.
So Black Sea region and the Carpathian region is completely different with the climate, with the terroir, with everything, the soils. Zakarpattia, it's a mountain, a lot of mountains and a Balkan system of training. And Black Sea region, it's steep. It's mostly steep with a lot of rivers, Black Sea, lakes. So totally different climate and terroir.
And where is Zakarpattia?
Just on the border of the Hungary.
And Slovakia.
And Slovakia, yes.
Oh, okay. Just on there. So it's on the east side, isn't it?
West.
Northwest or southwest?
It's west.
Just west.
Yeah.
Not north, not south.
It's west. Let's say, it's west. It's really west.
I presume something like Zakarpattia is fine at the moment. It's well away from the Russians. Everything's all good. And Kherson, Odessa is probably okay, but Kherson and Nikola. Where's Nikola? I don't know where that is.
Mykolaiv, it's also in the south, Black Sea region.
It's close to Kherson. It's just next to Kherson.
Okay, Kherson. Yeah.
And just 100 kilometers from Odessa.
From Odessa?
Yeah.
Is that near Mariupol?
Mariupol, it's eastern, eastern part of.
Let's talk about the wines then. So we've got a rough idea where the regions are. We'll have a look at the regions again in a bit more detail. But the wines, I always think of sparkling wines. I don't know why I think of sparkling wines. Is it still wines, sparkling wines?
Any wine.
You're near Hungary, so you could almost do Tokaj type of styles of wines as well.
Yeah. Ukraine is a very diverse country. We produce everything. This traditional method sparkling wine, Akrotafor method sparkling wine, still wines, a lot of spirits. Brandy, vodka, cider. We are very actually good in cider as well, because we have a lot of plants of apples. so we produce everything, all types of wine.
Yeah.
And not only.
Okay, so is there any particular regions have particular reputations for certain styles of wine, or is it just whatever the winemaker feels like making?
Yes, part of the south regions, it's more about white wines, and another part it's more about red wines. In Zakarpattia, we produce more white wines.
But historically there was more about white wines, and there was so many grape varieties that is producing in the Hungary also. Mm. But since the last 5-7 years, they started to do experiments. They started to produce red wines, and that was a really good red wine. So they're developing the grape varieties also in that area.
Is there any indigenous grape varieties that are native to Ukraine?
Yes, we do have several ones. Our grape variety, the red grape variety, is Odessa Black. It was created in 1948 in Odessa Viticulture Institute, named by Tairov. And it's a cross of Cabernet Sauvignon and Alicante Boucher. So it's quite tough, heavy, bold,
black.
Red. it's even black. That's why I call it. It's a black. In the glass, it's a very rich, dark red color.
Yeah.
And also we had a white grape varieties. The one is Sukhalimansky, that was also created in this Tairov Winemaking Institute. It's a white grape variety cross of Chardonnay and Plavai.
Plavai.
And
sorry, which is the
Plavai.
I don't know that one.
And so nobody used now this grape variety.
Things came from Moldova, kind of this. Yeah. And another one that was probably bringing during the Turkey colonization, while Turk colonized the Black Sea region, it's called Tiltikuruk. That means, from Turk's language, it's foxtail, because the grape looks like a foxtail. And we now have just two producers who made this wine from Tiltikuruk. It's Beykuş, the Svetlana is CEO of Beykuş, and Shabo. And it's very unique, very fresh, very bright wine.
Maybe very promising white wine. Yeah. We even consider to produce once a sparkling wine from this grape variety. Because it's with high acidity, it's good, really. Okay.
All right. And how much do you make international grape varieties as well, like Cab Sauv and Merlot?
Almost all grape varieties.
Almost seven. Yeah.
Oh, really? So these are just sort of niche type of grape varieties?
Yeah. I think the Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc is Saperavi.
And Rocacetelli is the most important wine for southern varieties.
What were the last two, though?
Saperavi Rocacetelli, it's Georgian and indigenous grapes. But we planted this both of these grape varieties for more than 50 years, so we can actually call now like it's Ukrainian indigenous grape as well, local grape.
Yeah, yeah.
Not indigenous, but local grape.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And how do those that wine come through? Because I know what Merlot and Cab Sauv is like, but...
It's Georgian.
Georgian.
Yeah, yeah. What does it taste like? Is it a white wine?
Rocacetelli is with a high acidity...
White.
White. And Saperavi, it's like Tempranillo from Spain, let's say. Like our Odessa Black, it's a very powerful grape to produce full-bodied wines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying that a lot of the wine produced, though, is international grape varietals like Cab Sauv, Merlot, and...
Yeah. And it also depends on the regions. Because, for example, the Carpathia has a big influence from the Hungary. So they have a lot of grape varieties that was mixed centuries ago. Some grape varieties came from Hungary to Ukraine, and otherwise from the Carpathia to Hungary as well. For example, we have one grape variety, Bacator, that now we use very, 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 very little. But in Hungary, in this lake, Balaton Lake.
Balaton.
Yeah, they planted a lot of Bacator grape variety, this grape, and they produce a lot of sparkling wines from this grape.
Okay.
All right. So, but it's originally, this grape came from Ukraine to Hungary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys use it for sparkling wine production in Ukraine? Or
yeah, we do have a lot of sparkling wines, and we had we still have the biggest sparkling wine producer in Eastern Europe. The factory located in Bakhmut. Fortunately, now it's under Russian occupation, and it's mostly destroyed.
It's literally destroyed.
Literally destroyed, because, everything that's above the ground, all facilities are destroyed, but they do have the caves 72 meters deep where the wines were, the storage of the wines. And they managed last March, just 1 month after the war started, they managed to save 9 million bottles of their wines and bring it to the other regions. In general, the capacity of the production is 25 million bottles per year. All the rest wines left there, it's just stolen and destroying by Russians drinking, so we don't know.
We don't have any access, we can't understand the situation properly.
That's fine. We'll talk about what's going on with the war later on. I just want to start to get a feel for what's going on for the wines. Let's talk about some of the Black Sea areas in terms of the wine regions and things like that. So Odessa, you touched on Odessa.
Yeah.
What's Odessa? I mean, when you're going to drink wine from Odessa, what are you thinking? What's a classic style of Odessa
wine? Usually it's sparkling wine.
Is that Odessa?
In Odessa we have many, not many, but few big sparkling wine producers, wineries. I don't know for how long they already in Ukraine, but it's really, let's say, old wineries
making
sparkling wines. It's mostly white wines.
Yeah, and is it the sparkling wine, is it traditional method, tank method?
Both.
Just everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mostly, well. No, I think the most wineries producing the Charmat method, and we do have,
Odessa Prestige. Yeah. Odessa Prestige, yeah, they produce sparkling wine with the traditional method.
Mykolaiv,
it's a very interesting region. There are a lot of small craft wineries appear, and they are very experimental guys. They planted many of different grape varieties and try to do everything. They play a lot of the method of production. So they use some international experience and bring it to Ukraine and try to use these methods and grape varieties in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Mykolaiv, it's more about red wines, Mykolaiv region. But, for example, my winery located in Mykolaiv region, but it's 80 kilometers from Mykolaiv city. Mm-hmm. And we are more about white wines. So we have 17 grape varieties, different 17 grape varieties.
What about Kherson?
Oh, Kherson, it's our pain for now. Kherson, it's almost about Riesling.
Riesling?
No, they have a lot of plantations of Riesling, yes.
Okay.
Riesling Rain. And Rains. It's clone, special clone.
Okay. But it is Riesling. Riesling. Because you get Welsh Riesling out on Eastern Europe and all this sort of stuff, and there's a lot of grapes that sound like Riesling, but they're not. But it is proper Riesling, yeah?
Yeah, it's proper Riesling. They also planted some Sukhalimansky, as Victoria explained about this cross before, and some red wines as well, red grape varieties. I think statistically it's more about white.
Okay, and then the last one is Zaporizhia.
No, we do have several wineries there in Zaporizhia now, but there are not so many. They're quite small craft wineries, so there is not a big production and not so much vineyards planted there.
Okay.
But it's also a winemaking region.
Yeah.
And Crimea is also a winemaking region, which will one day
it
become that
the most important winemaking region in Ukraine before 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost about 70,000 hectares.
Yeah.
And we lost actually a good market because mainland Ukraine sold some wines to Crimea. So, yeah, it's a very good, very, very good winemaking region.
Waiting that very soon we get back all these vineyards, and continue to grow the wine.
Get them all back. Which is the biggest wine region of the ones we've spoken about?
Black Sea region.
The whole, yeah, but which one? You said Zaporizhia isn't that big. Is it Odessa? Which is
Odessa.
Oh. No, Odessa. But Black Sea region is a region. All you said now, it's sub-regions.
Sub-regions, okay.
Like just image Bordeaux.
Yeah.
And many Margot, sub-regions, yeah, yeah. Margaux, Palmers. So
oh, okay. Because that's a, I mean, you look at them, like you go Ukraine, that's a big country. Ukraine's bloody big. Yeah, and then you look at the map of Odessa, Nikolaev, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and that takes up a big chunk of Ukraine. So that is a, I mean, that is a massive,
yeah,
wine region. If it's going to be called a single region.
When we're talking about the Odessa region, we also need to understand that Odessa region is also divided to sub regions.
Yes, like, that's right.
Bessarabia. So Bessarabia, it's also Odessa region, but it should be like. Apart wine region, so
yeah, because it has a quite different climate. It's close to Moldova and Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. It was before colonized by Bulgarians before the Second World War, so it has a huge impact on this region, the Bulgarians, and that's why the wineries, a lot of wineries are owned by the people who originally, whose grandfathers were Bulgarians. They use the same grape varieties like the other part of Ukraine, but
they don't have any access to the Black Sea, but they have a lot of lakes, special lakes. So this is the difference between, for example, Odessa, Mykolaiv, and Bessarabia.
Okay, and do you find, if you buy the lakes, do you get botrytis and sweet wines and noble rot?
We produce some sweet wines.
Zakarpattia is the main region for the fortified and dessert wines in Ukraine. Because they are close again to Hungary, and this Tokaj influence has on this region.
And they have a lot of aromatic grape varieties, like Traminer,
Čersigi.
It's all aromatic wine varieties.
Okay. Has Ukrainian wines, I know you guys are from Wines of Ukraine, which is quite a new organization, but have you guys ever entered any of the big wine competitions, and how have you gone?
So many. We just won. Bekoš just won the gold medal in
Decanter. Yeah. This year many wineries got a lot of medals and were awarded by Decanter. But we really took part the last time for many competitions in Strasbourg for white wines.
International Wine Challenge.
International Wine Challenge, yeah. This International Wine Spirits competitions also from London.
And everywhere again, the medals, and even one platina was last time in Decanter also.
Platina in Decanter for Shabu for the sweet wines.
Ah, yeah, for sweet wine. From Muscat.
Okay. Yeah, from Odessa region, this winery in Odessa region, yeah.
And how is, like, you're here at the moment trying to obviously get importers for Ukrainian wines. How are you going? Is there a couple of importers now into the UK for Ukraine?
In UK?
Yeah.
In UK we have actually, just two or three importers who import Ukrainian wines.
Who are they?
One importer, where my wines as well, it's Propeller Group. They're based close to Manchester. He has in his portfolio four wineries from Ukraine. Another one, I don't remember well what the name of the importer. They import Sabo, quite new wine company here, and it was created by two guys, one from England and another one from Ukraine. So that's all, I think. Let's say that's all I know.
And there's no problems getting the wines out of Ukraine into the UK at the moment.
Logistics, it's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
It's really complicated. For example, wineries who are located in southern regions, and it's now considerably really one of the most dangerous region. So the trucks, they don't want to come and pick up the wine from the region. So we need to send the wines to the west part of Ukraine, to someone warehouse, and then they can come and just pick up the wines and just very fast cross the border to the Hungary.
Excellent. I think what we'll do is next week we'll find out about how the war is impacting some of the wineries and the wine regions in a bit more detail. Okay?
Good, perfect.
Thank you very much.